currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Terman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where you can engage with your community by discovering the latest developments in citywide events. I'm Connie Terman. Who knows what Old Man Winter and Mother Nature may have in store this winter, but past experience has shown they can pack a punch with wind, snow, rain, and ice. To help you be ready for winter storms, the city encourages you to be prepared with emergency supplies, to know road conditions before you travel, and to stay informed during weather events. You should stock at least several days of emergency supplies at home and work, in vehicles, anywhere where you regularly spend time. Supplies include water and food, as well as items for shelter and warmth, first aid, communication, personal hygiene, and sanitation. A 3-day supply will help you survive a winter storm. A 7-day supply would help your survival during a major event such as an earthquake. Now is a good time to become familiar with the city's emergency route map, which identifies priority roads that city crews will clear first of snow and ice. These roads are those that are near Evergreen Hospital and major arterials that run north and south or lead to or from I-405. To stay informed of the city's response during a winter storm, you might want to subscribe to receive email updates. The city, King County Roads Division, and the State Department of Transportation all offer email alerts. Updates also get posted to the city's Twitter account at KirklandGOV. For preparedness information, to view the priority route map, and to subscribe to receive city storm updates, go to kirklandwa.gov/prepare. Winter can be a seasonal reminder that the year is about to end, and you might find yourself reflecting on how quickly the year passed and what you accomplished. For the city's Capital Improvement Program, or CIP division, it was a busy year for completing several major public works projects on time and on budget. The most ambitious capital improvement project the city has endeavored to complete is the Northeast 85th Street Corridor Improvement Project. The project started with improvements to the intersection at 114th Avenue at Northeast 85th Street, followed by the undergrounding of utility lines along Northeast 85th from 120th Avenue Northeast to 128th Avenue Northeast. To support future utility conversion, conduit has been installed from 128th Avenue to 132nd Avenue Northeast. The trenching and conduit work was completed 2 months ahead of schedule and on budget. Connections are being made now from the new underground conduit to private properties, and come spring, construction will begin on replacing the temporary sidewalks with permanent ones with landscaped planter strips. Another major project that was completed ahead of schedule and on budget was the Northeast 53rd Street Sewer Main Replacement Project. Although drivers had to endure a 10-day road closure, they now have a new road and sewer main. In June, improvements to the intersection of Northeast 68th Street and 108th Avenue brought a new westbound to northbound right turn lane. Despite some challenges, the project was completed within the contract period. Other successful projects include new sidewalks near Lakeview Elementary School and curb extensions along Central Way. To learn more about current and upcoming public works projects, go to kirklandwa.gov and search capital improvement projects. After a season of public hearings and study sessions, the Kirkland City Council on December 11th unanimously approved the city's first 2-year budget since it grew by 33,000 people with a June 1st, 2011 annexation. This is Kirkland's third straight budget that city leaders balanced by cutting this time $5.3 million worth of reductions. The council also adopted the 2013 to 2018 Capital Improvement Program, which identifies funded and unfunded projects that address construction, repair, maintenance, and acquisition of major capital facilities and equipment. And it approved the 2012 property tax levy. The city budget is comprised of general government functions and water, sewer, and surface water utilities. Both the general government and utilities budget have operating and non-operating components. The operating portion represents the services to the public and support services within the organization. The two-year budget totals approximately $540 million, which is a 13.2% increase from the previous biannual budget due to the full two-year cost of providing services to the new neighborhoods, increased health benefit costs, the passage of Propositions 1 and 2, construction and occupancy of the public safety building, and anticipated increases in revenue from real estate excise tax, impact fees, and lodging tax due to the improving economy. For a breakdown on the budget, visit the city's website at kirklandwa.gov and search Budget Bylines and Budget in Brief. As this season of Currently Kirkland wraps up, and the City of Kirkland and the Currently Kirkland team wish our viewers the best in the upcoming year and hope that you keep watching us every month. We leave you with sights and sounds of some of Kirkland's favorite holiday traditions, including the holiday tree lighting festivities, Argosy Christmas ships, and city bonfires, a look at some of Kirkland's neighborhood light displays, and Kirkland Performance Center's old-time holiday show. Remember, you can watch Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for watching, and have a great new year.